Okay, we have to stop this right now. Like, let's talk. Real talk now. We have to stop it.
Welcome to the Truth About Show. My name is Janet Cafferdar and I've been in business for 6+ years. And I've found there are some home truths that don't get shared amongst women, just like you who are starting out, building a business on the side while working a day job and everything in between. After finding myself talking to many of my peers and biz besties, the conversations always ended it with, why is no one talking about this? So I've made it my mission to have those conversations from behind Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp and share the untold truths about building an online business. We'll unpack questions like, why Instagram posts never show the dark side of business? Why I hate hearing stories of how someone made 100K in 5 minutes and why they're dangerous for you? And even why no one talks about pregnancy being rough as hell. I'm a mum of 3 kids under 8, so I know how it is. I don't believe you need more tactics and strategies to fill your brain while you're driving to work. This leaves you sitting on the overwhelm train and in a state of panic. If that's what you're looking for, sorry, this is not the show for you. But if you're looking for deep conversations, just you and me, and want to hear stories from inspiring women who started out just like you and how they started their business while working a day job, then this is the show for you, gorgeous one. So stick around and settle in. Welcome to the Truth About Show.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Truth About Show. I'm sitting here on my lounge room. It's Sunday afternoon. I can hear that clock and I think it's going to be really loud in the audio, in the recording. But hey, you know what? I don't actually care. Hopefully you can think past it and it won't distract you too much. But I really wanted to talk about this. I actually just saw something whilst I was scrolling on my phone and it popped up and it just made me think, you know what? You know what? People need to stop this. And it's all about waiting for the perfect time. And what sparked this is over the last few weeks, like the community has grown a huge amount. So if you're not a part of my Facebook group, the Women of Color Online Business Club, you should come over and join us. The link to join us is in the description below, but janetcafferdar.com/group and it'll take you straight there. Come and join us. And so I have been enrolling a number of people into my group program, From 9 to 5 to Freedom, which is a 6-month immersion for emerging online emerging coaches who were wanting to get their online businesses off the ground. So I've been having, I don't even know how many sales calls I've had this past week or even the week before. I think last week I had 15. So I've been on the phone a lot. And so with that, there becomes a high percentage of people, more people that say no to the program, even people that I turn away and say, actually, you're not a good fit for the program for other reasons, maybe due to their own mindset, the things that they say on the call, or them just not being ready, you know, and that's completely fine. And so then there's a percentage of people that say yes. But I want to speak to the people that say no. Maybe it's for financial reasons, right? Or maybe it's for whatever it is. More often than not, it's fear that gets in the way. And one of the things that has been coming back from the people that have said no and not ready to jump into the program, or maybe I'm not the right fit for them, that haven't jumped in, is more that they've said that they are... that it's not the right time, right? It's not the right time. I'm going to wait until. Okay. And so when I hear that, I'm like, right, okay. I know that I'm doing everything that I should be doing on my calls and to invite people in to come and join the program and answer all their questions and all of that stuff. But what I have been hearing lately is it's just not the right time. And I get that. You know, there can be like shit happening in your life where, you know, there's a whole bunch of things going on. It's chaotic. I don't know, especially with in the US with families and their kids going back to school and all of that. Yeah, it can be. But I'm always of the knowledge that if you are you want to get your online coaching business off the ground, right? And you've already been procrastinating for the freaking longest time, doing shit that actually doesn't matter. And you've just been like going around in circles, trying to figure this shit out and blah, 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 blah. And then you get on the phone with someone to talk about your business, to potentially join a program, And I think you're a great fit for the program. That's actually not on me. Like, I know that I've done my best to be able to inform you about it and let you know what it's about, all of that jazz. But more often than not, what comes up is your own fear. It's your own fear of trusting yourself. I talked about this in the previous episode, one of the previous episodes, which I think is episode 14, about investing in your business. I talked about it there as well, but I didn't talk about the fear side of it. So it's more fear that comes up that, shit, I'm taking myself seriously. Wow, I'm actually putting money where my mouth is because I want to get a result. And that's what it is. So I have to always read between the lines, and you all as well. When you have your own coaching business, when you do start working with clients, when you do start doing sales calls, you will have this come up. And people will say, no, it's not the right time. And it's your job as a coach and as a mentor or a consultant to say to them, well, when is the best time? When will it be the best time for you to get your business going? And more often than not, I've said this before, just what I said then, but most of the time I've also said, you're sitting on your dreams. And you're actually doing a disservice to your potential clients. And the people that are out there struggling with whatever problem that you can potentially solve for them, you are sitting on your dreams and you're doing a disservice to the people that need you. And it's okay to call people on it. And I've actually had clients say, thank you. Thank you for calling me out on that. Thank you for showing me that that's what it is that's showing up. Because you, when you say, oh, I'm not ready yet, well, yeah, you might not be. Maybe financially might not be ready. Maybe like within the family, it might not be the right time. Like maybe it's just like a little bit hectic. But it's more often than not, if that was the case, you wouldn't have booked in a call, right? You booked in a call because you want to solve the problem. And then if you say that, oh, it's not the right time, then I know that it's fear and you're scared to jump. You're scared to take the leap. You're scared to trust yourself that you can actually do this, right? That you can do this. And that's what trips people up. And they're like, fuck no, I can't do this. No. It's way too much money to invest in my business. Go back and listen to that episode. I'm telling you, it's so good. It's got so many nuggets in there to be able to help you move forward with your business. I talk about investing in a business from your clients investing in with you, as well as you investing in your own business, and also looking for the right coach to be able to help you and what you should be looking for. Go and listen to it. It's freaking genius. Just a hair flick right there. But it's important to recognize those things when fear comes up for your potential clients, or when it comes up and it may show up for yourself. Listen, here's the deal. I'm looking to, this is how fear is showing up for me right now. And the same thing is showing up. One of the biggest struggles I hear from my clients is knowing where to start with their online business and how to get it off the ground. I hear you. It's completely noisy on these online streets. But here's the deal. When I first started out, I was exactly where you are now. Suffering from a case of inbox bloat, I'd purchased dozens of online courses claiming to help me get clients through social media, blah, blah, blah. Or claiming that creating an online course or a digital product was my ticket, my golden ticket to leaving my job. In the end, it was actually none of these things that helped me. Once I got down to it and created my first done-for-you offer, my business was born. You see, your path to leaving your job eventually and getting your coaching business off the ground lies in creating a coaching, mentoring, or done-for-you service. So, do you want to know how to do that?
Don't worry, I've got you. I've created a brand new free training that helps you clarify the 5 steps to getting your coaching offer off the ground while juggling your day job. In this training, you'll learn the fastest way to get your business off the ground that everyone, absolutely everyone, overlooks, why picking the right business model is essential for your success, how to laser in and find your ideal clients in a crowded marketplace, and the most powerful way to create offers that get an immediate yes from your ideal clients. Plus, I'll give you a simple framework to price your offers that will have your bank account singing. So if you're feeling completely unmotivated in your regular career, completely over it, and really longing to start your coaching business or consulting business or done for you service, whatever it is, sign up for this free online class. Go to janetkafadar.com/5steps. That's janetkafadar.com, the number 5 steps, no spaces, and access this free training. All right, let's get back to the episode.
I need to hire an assistant to be able to help me. I have, you know, I have my coaching business, and I want to focus purely on serving my clients. I want to focus on recording this podcast, and I want to focus purely on serving my clients and doing that. I'm amazing at it, and that's where I need to spend my time. Like, it gives me joy. I feel like I'm on cloud 9 when I'm showing up and doing my best work. And even recording this podcast, you know, it's freaking Sunday afternoon. My kids are out and my husband's gone out. My other youngest is asleep, so he's probably going to wake up soon, so I better hurry up and record. But this is where I want to spend my time, doing this stuff. But I need to hire an assistant. And I keep saying to myself, no, it's not the right time yet. No, I will wait until I have reached X monetary goal. No, I'll wait until next month. No, I'll wait until I've published 20 episodes first of the podcast, and then I'll get it done. Right. And so you see how I'm stopping myself, and you see how my own fear and my own bullshit is getting in the way of me achieving and getting the goals that I want, and me succeeding and getting where I need to. It's exactly the same thing that was happening for potential clients who are getting on the phone with me. No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until January. I'll get back to you in January. Okay, get back to me in January, but guaranteed the prices of the investment of the program will not be the same. If you don't want it, that's completely cool. I'm not here to push you. That's fine. But that's the thing, right? I'm standing in my own way and letting my whole, this freaking fear cape sit on my shoulders instead of actually moving forward to get the support that I need. When I know that if I get someone else inside of my business who's working part-time, I'll get to my goal faster than I will do on my own. Listen, I have to learn and relearn my own mistakes and the same things that I tell my clients, because I'm human. I'm normal. And it's just how it is. I have to learn and relearn my own mistakes. But the thing is that I can pick them up and I can spot them really quick. And obviously, in this case, be able to share them with you so that you don't fall into those traps. And you can recognize when you're saying the same bullshit to yourself and you're like, oh, right, that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Now, I hope this episode's making sense. And I hope it's helped you out. So yes. For myself, I will be going and getting myself an assistant that will be working part-time with me to help. More so marketing assistant to be able to help me out, to help with the marketing side of my business, the promoting, the sharing on social, the getting the podcast published. And if I'm able to get one soon, then I can at least be able to publish every week, then every 2 weeks, because that was one of the reasons why the schedule for the show went to every 2 weeks. It was like, I just can't keep up the pace. It's a lot to do. So yeah, I hope it has helped you out, and I hope you have gained some insight into my life as well, and how I am stopping myself from succeeding and saying that it's not the right time, and sitting in fear. Really, It's all about your own fears and your own beliefs, getting in your own way of achieving the magic that you're supposed to be doing and how you should be showing up in the world. So you can catch all of the episode show notes over at janetcafadar.com/podcast for the episode. And if you're interested in working with me and you want to find out about my group coaching program from 9 to 5 to freedom, go ahead and go to janetcafadar.com/coaching. You can find all of the details there. But also, if you want to jump on a call with myself and actually let's find out whereabouts you're at and what you want to do, and you're ready to move past your own fear and show up for yourself to actually get the results that you want to take your coaching business off the ground and actually let it fly and let it go and let it actually get some wheels and momentum, then go ahead to janetcafadar.com/consult. And yeah, let's have a chat and see where you're at and see where you're going. I'm not here to push anyone into working with me. It has to be a right fit for you. It has to be right time and all of that jazz. And when you're ready, book in that call and let's make it happen. Let's get you going. All right, I'm going to go and wake my son up. I shall speak to you soon, gorgeous one. Take care. Bye.